Okay, 1-2-1-2. All right, Dave Schaubel here. I'm going to take over, jump in, and I'm going to talk to one of our favorite interview subjects. And this will be Mike Enswaller, the curator of the Bishop Rossard Art Gallery. And Mike takes great pride in presenting these shows. And he's got one starting on Sunday entitled Madeline. We're going to let Mike take over and talk a little bit about what's been going on in the art gallery and what's coming up.
Thanks, Shobbs. It's just real good being back. I missed it, and I enjoy my time here talking about the gallery, and thanks for allowing me to do that. I'll give just a little bit of background on the gallery itself. I won't take very long to do that, but the gallery opened in 2017, so this is our eighth season of the gallery being open. And to this point, we have put on nearly 40 different shows, a wide variety of shows, and we try to gear a lot of it toward alums of the school. But we have other people who we invite to show in the gallery. I'm going to start out by talking about the Madeline show that we have coming and opening this Sunday, the 10th, and running for four consecutive Sundays through the end of August, August 10, 17, 24, 31. And our gallery hours are noon to 4. Our gallery is located on the second floor, easy access from the main floor through the hall and up the elevator if you want to use that, or the stairs. And we also have easy access on the upper level. So it's easy access to get to the show. And I also want to highlight our show sponsor, Keystone Graphics Printing and Design, who stepped up to sponsor this show. I just want to give a little bit of background on Madeline herself. As a matter of fact, this has been a learning process for me also. I had no children, I have no grandchildren, and so I'm not very familiar, or wasn't familiar with Madeline at all until about a few months ago. But Madeline is based on a 1939 book that was written and illustrated by Ludwig Bemelhans, and it is the first book in a series of six, and later it expanded to 17, and it was followed up by the original author by his grandson. The original story is set in an all-girls boarding school in Paris, and Madeline, the main character, and I should say Madeline is a stuffed doll. I don't know if that's an insult to her or her writers or not, but she is basically a stuffed doll. And it goes through her escapades of being in and out of trouble. Not serious, convictable trouble, but trouble that a youngster would go through. In the very first book, Madeline has her appendix removed. And there was actually a Madeline doll made with an appendix scar. So they got right down to it and gave the details and showed it pretty graphically. I'll talk just a minute about the person who is responsible for the Madeline exhibit, and that is Beth Lauer, who is a BBHS alum, and she found her Madeline doll back in 2012 when she was helping her mother go clean out some closets. And what she did, she put the doll aside, finished with the packing up of the boxes, and then a little bit later she picked it up and said and thought, hey, I think I want to take some photos of her and do something about it. So beginning in May of 2012 through September of 2015, she would take photos and then occasionally only post these photos on Facebook. Then in May of just this past year, I'm a friend of hers on Facebook, and I started seeing these posts of Madeline in all these different situations, whether it was at a park, a festival, or an outing, or whatever it might be. Or if Beth was on vacation, the doll went with her, and she put her in different poses. And so in May of last year, I saw them, and I said, hey, I'm going to contact Beth, see what we can do about this. And that is when basically the show was born. And the show is comprised of 145 photos of Madeline. And the photos are actually really, really interesting just because of the time and effort that Beth took in positioning Madeline and posing her. But what I really, really like are the captions that go with them. Some are serious, but a majority of them are sarcastic or just a lot of fun to read. Probably my most favorite is Madeline and the Olympics. Now, it doesn't sound like it's a good match, but it shows her in about 5, 6, 7 different events that take part in the Olympics. And one is weightlifting, another swimming, another volleyball, gymnastics, the uneven bars, and the captions, again, that go with them are just so, so funny. Now, I want to go over again the details about the show itself. Madeline is the title. It's all Sundays, beginning this Sunday, in the gallery, noon to 4. And Beth will be there all 4 of those Sundays, and so will I. And she will be more than glad to answer questions about all the details, how she got started, why she did it, and the revival of it, getting it going again. So I think I have covered most everything.
Yeah.
I can go into a little bit of the detail about the gallery, but that's past history, and that's available online.
No, it you know, you've covered it and done your homework as always, and made a very good presentation. We've got one coming up, and you may have one in between it, but the Tom Van Manjoten exhibit is especially interesting to me, being a member of the class of 1965. Tom was a classmate, and man, a gifted artist. Pencil sketches. I've got one framed at home. It's of our alma mater, which is the old building, which was torn down to build the Crouch Center and what we presently have. He was big on the city of Cincinnati landmarks, Fountain Square. He's done some of locomotives. His life, he made his living by being an artist for advertisement companies, etc., etc. So we'll be talking about that one later on as it comes up. Right now, we're about ready to play football. And thanks for stopping by and talking to us about the upcoming show, Madeline. And follow the bmustangs.com website for further updates.
Thank you, Shobbs.
Yes, sir.